Turn to Acts chapter 10, beginning with verse 29. Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying. As soon as I was sent for, I asked therefore for what intent ye have sent for me. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting unto this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, thy brother is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth in the house of one Simon a tanner, he by the seaside, who when he cometh shall speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done, thou art come. Now therefore are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. I want to preach a few moments here tonight, today. Jesus' life matters. Jesus' life matters. We're living in tumultuous times in our nation right now. There's a movement out there called Black Lives Matters that are out of control. But I come to tell somebody today that there's another movement that is in control. And it is Jesus' life matters. Lord, right now, God, we pray that your presence would touch us today, God. Lord, that we can have our minds and spirits upon you, God, in this last day, Lord God, where it seems like everything is array, God, and everything is tumultuous around us, Lord God. Lord, there are riotings and things all around, lawlessness, Lord God, but you have come, Lord, to bring life. Lord, you have come to bring peace. God, you have come in this hour, amen, to do mighty exploits. And we're praising you today for what you're going to continue to do. God bless you. You may be seated. We are living in an unprecedented time of racial tensions. Some like our nation has never seen in its lifetime. Our nation has had some bad times in our past. I get it. I understand it. It's the past. We as a nation have not always had the best interest of others in ethnic groups. Amen. We are guilty of those in the past that have been slave owners. Yes, our forefathers did take land from the American Indians. Yes, we as a nation were deep into the segregation of people of other colors. To all this, I am not proud of. I also am very opposed to any racial divide. I don't believe it's of God in any race. Amen. I believe, as Martin Luther King once did, and this is a quote from the famous speech he made. It says, are we really taking this thing seriously? All men are created equally. And that means that every man who lives in a slum today is just as significant as John D. Nelson or any other Rockefeller. Every man who lives in the slum is just as significant as Henry Ford. All men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Rights that can't be separated from you. Go down and tell them, you may take my life, but you can't take my right to life. You may take my liberty from me, but you can't take my right to liberty. You may take take from me the desire. You may take from me the propensity to pursue happiness, but you can't take from me the right to pursue happiness. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. And among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Yes, saint of God, I do echo this man's words. Yes, every man is created equal in the eyes of God. No matter what color, no matter what social or economic status you may be in, amen, to God you are created equal. That, my friend, is the very essence of the problem. Not every man is under authority of God. That's what we're dealing with in this hour. It's nobody that wants to be under authority of the Almighty God. Amen? Hallelujah. Jesus was a God-man that spoke in authority. He spoke about things like this in Luke 6:31. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Amen. This is what Jesus talked about in Matthew 7:12. It says, therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. This is what Jesus set out to proclaim. This is what Jesus taught. This is what Jesus preached. This is what Jesus said while he walked on this earth. Amen. He was here to bring togetherness, not separation. Amen. Matthew 16:14-15, Jesus said, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Hallelujah. Jesus was here to set the pace of righteousness and truth. Amen. And togetherness, unity, oneness of mind, equal belief of all people having the rights. John 13:34, it says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Remember? Remember when you used to curse God? Remember when you used to drink and do all kinds of evil against the things of God, and you didn't care about the house of God? You didn't care about the things of God? Amen. Remember those times? He said, remember as I loved you, then ye also love one another. That means when somebody doesn't do what you like. That means when it's not fun to do. Amen. He didn't give conditions here. He just said, love one another as I loved you. We tend to forget about what we used to do to him. We tend to forget about all the things that we used to do against God when it comes to loving others. But, oh, Brother Roberts, you don't understand what they've done to me. I could never forgive that person. I could never allow that to happen in my life. He did it for you. He loved you as evil as you were. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus said, even as good as you were, your righteousness was as filthy rag, and I still loved you. I gave myself for you. Come on, he loves us. He cares for us. Mark 12:29 and through 31, it says, and Jesus answered him, the first of all commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. Praise God. Jesus spoke many words while he was here in a short period of time on this earth. Amen. To show that there was no racial divides. There was no wrongdoings. Amen. It's to love one another. Treat others as you would have them treat you. I can continue with these words of Jesus. This world is in an uproar because they say that black lives don't matter. And I'm not here to pick and choose over what was right and what was wrong. I'm here to make a point that there was a God that cared about you, that loved you, and died for you, and died for your mistakes, and died for your wrongdoings. He cared about you and he loved you even though you were a sinner. I come to ask and to protest, does Jesus' life matter to you? This world is going to hell in the handbasket because they don't care about Jesus, what he did for them. Do the words Jesus said matter to you? Does anybody want to stand with Peter and the rest of the apostles and protest what they did to their Lord and Savior? That's what he was preaching that day. He was telling them, you have crucified the Lord of glory with your sin. Amen. You have taken him and with wicked hands have destroyed him. Amen. You have killed the Lord. Amen. With your sin and your debauchery. Amen. With your self-will. Amen. God is looking for a people that will stand for what is right. Amen. For what he stood for. Amen. Truth and holiness and righteousness. Amen. I think the authority of that day knelt on the neck of Jesus. This innocent man, as they drove the nails in his hands and feet. But who is standing for Jesus today? Who is standing for that righteous man that knew no sin, that knew nothing of this world? And nobody stands in the streets and protests about Jesus, what he done for me and you. Amen. Nobody stands out and says, my God, why don't people think about this, what Jesus done for you and I? Amen. He came not to separate, but to bring us together. Amen. He came to tell us that we are all created equal, just like he is. Amen. Jesus Christ done a mighty thing, and nobody stands to protest. Hallelujah. Does Jesus' life matter today? Hallelujah. The man that knew no sin, 1 Peter 2, 22 through 23 says, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Hallelujah. What happens when you are buffeted? What happens when you are reviled? What happens when we have things said about us? Do we do as Jesus did? Do we not turn and pick up stones to throw at our accusers? Or do we just commit ourselves to the one that judges us righteously. I'm here to ask you today, does Jesus' life matter? The things that he said, the life-changing words that he spoke. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Black Lives Matter groups can run all around and say they are for an innocent man. I say there was no more innocent man than Jesus Christ. And I ask the question today, does Jesus' life matter? Hallelujah. Will you rise in protest to your family? Will you rise to your coworker? Will you protest to them that Jesus' life matters? Will you go to the authority and stand in protest of a man that was completely innocent and that stood for what he was standing for? When will we, as the body, stand together and tell the whole world, Jesus' life matters? Hallelujah. I come to tell you that if Jesus' life matters, then you will change your life and start protesting of what it was he came to do for each and every one of us. It's time for us to get together and begin a protest to this world that the life of Jesus Christ matters. And that life, if you will trust in him, and if you will allow his blood to flow on your life, and you will allow his spirit to be in you, that you can have the peace that you're looking for. Will you join the movement of Jesus' life matters? Jesus said to Nicodemus, except ye are born of the water and of the spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. It's time to join the Jesus Life Matters movement and begin to protest. Begin to wave signs and banners about what Jesus has done for you and for me. Romans 8:9 says, But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so, be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. The only way there will be peace in our nation is when people realize that Jesus' life matters. That's the only answer. Amen. To wars and rumors of wars. That's the only answer to carnage in our cities. Amen. Is when people begin to wake up and realize that Jesus' life really matters. Amen. He come not to bring war, but he come to bring peace. Amen. He come to draw us together as one. Amen. And live for him. His life matters today. Hallelujah. When will you stand and protest about that? What he's done for you. What he's done for me. Here is how you can tell that Jesus' life matters to you. In John 14, it says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Matthew 5:44 says, but if I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. I'm here to tell you, this is how you can tell if Jesus' life matters to you. Amen. When this stuff is happening to you, that you don't turn and get all mad and protest and burn down things of relationships in your life. Amen. You turn and turn the other cheek and you tell them that I love you no matter what you're doing to me. I care for you. Stephen, when he was being stoned, did not turn and curse and did not turn and throw things back at him. He said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They're killing me right now, but Lord, I'm going to be with you for an eternity. Hallelujah. Forgive them right now. Hallelujah. Can we have that kind of tenacity in our spirit? Amen. What are we living for? Are we living for ourselves? Amen. Jesus said to deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. Hallelujah. He didn't say it was going to be pretty. He didn't say that everything was going to be smooth and just wine and dine and all of these things. Amen. He said it was a cross. It was a burden. Amen. It was a sorrowful thing to carry the cross of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Luke 6:28 says, bless them that curse you and pray for them which despitefully use you. Hallelujah. Oh, it's hard when we have these things happening to us. Amen. But it's a cross, my friend. It's a burden. Amen. If Jesus' life really matters, we will rely upon the Holy Ghost to give us strength in those times to turn and love that person no matter what they're doing into our life. James 7:12 says, therefore, if all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Hallelujah. This cuts out all the killing and the things of this world. If man would just obey the word of Jesus, because his life matters, it will change this world. Luke 6:35 says, but love ye your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. That's the kind of God that I'm talking about here today. That's the Jesus that I'm talking about here today. He was kind. He was loving to his tormentors. He was kind and forgiving to those that did not love him. Amen. If Jesus' life matters, these things will be a part of your everyday dealings with people. The very essence of Jesus coming to earth should have brought peace on earth. Hallelujah. Jesus wants to bring peace into your life. But his life has to matter. Amen. So much so that you're not afraid to take his life and proclaim it. Stand up and wave banners talking about what Jesus, what happened to him. Yesterday, Lodi, Ohio, they had a Black Lives Matter rally because of what happened years ago. The KKK, one of the main poobahs, was living there and working out of that area. But I don't see any Christian walking around with banners waved high. Say, there used to be a church here, and I'm protesting because of the goodness of God that was once here in this city. Amen. There needs to be a presence of God in this city. I'm standing for Jesus Christ today. I'm standing for righteousness and truth. And if you'll begin to love one another, we'll begin to have peace and unity amongst each other. Amen. Hallelujah. Giving an eye for an eye doesn't get the job done. Amen. That's not the way that Jesus told us to do it. Let's stand today. I pray today that we can get a boldness in our hearts. Amen. And begin to stand for Jesus, because his life really does matter. Amen. What they did to that God, to that man at Calvary, has changed the world. When that name is spoken in our world, it causes something to happen in the atmosphere. People that are against him rise up. People that are foreign feel the power of His mighty hand at work in their life. I'm asking you today, why don't you become a protester for the man that laid there and died so that you could live and so that you could have the freedom you have to stand in this place. Lift up your holy hands without fear and doubting and proclaim His righteousness and goodness over your life because you applied His blood to your life and He forgave you of everything that you've ever done to Him. He doesn't hold it against you any longer. He doesn't hold that against anybody. His blood washes the very darkest of sinner from the murderer to the rapist to the liar to the cheat to the whoremonger to the drunkard. He doesn't hold it against you anymore. Does His life matter today? Has He forgiven you? Have you forgiven others? If His life matters, you'll lay Him down. You'll lay Him down and say, Jesus, I can't hold that against them anymore because I need Your forgiveness. I need You, Lord. And He said He would make you witnesses, protesters of His goodness and His mercy. Come on, would somebody wave your banner to this world and tell them you're a protester for what this world has done to our Savior. We won't want to stand for it anymore. Hallelujah. We stand for righteousness and truth. We're not going to stand for the lies anymore. The world is trying to feed the minds of everyone. I stand for You, God, as You stood for me. You laid Your life down on Calvary so that I could have new life. So that I could be with You in Your kingdom for eternity. Come on, it's worth dying for, folks. It's worth selling out for. It's worth crying out for. Hallelujah. He didn't lift any stone to throw back at Him. He didn't lift any stone to throw back at you when you offended Him. You lied when you cheated. Jesus' life matters. Hallelujah.
Lover of my soul, Jesus, I will never let You go. Fall. You're the lover of my soul.
You're the light to the darkness of this world, Lord God. You're the peace that passes all understanding. God, help us. Help us to lean on your goodness. Lean on your mercy. Lean on your hope. God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.